KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 61 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to a partly cloudy today with a chance of showers later this evening and a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications and ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa news, at least one person was shot and two others injured after an altercation in Glenwood Sunday evening. The Glenwood Police Department reports the incident took place on 3rd Street in Glenwood between Hazel and Myrtle Streets at around 6 p.m. The person who is believed to have done the shooting was among those injured by gunfire and taken to an area hospital. Additional information is currently not available. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in solving the theft of items taken from two graves in the Elliott Cemetery. The thefts, which were reported late Sunday evening, took place sometime over the past 2 weeks, and they included solar lights and other decorations. If you have information about the thefts, you can contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is looking for the driver of an unknown red Dodge extended cab pickup truck with silver accents around the taillights that was involved in an accident Sunday night. Authorities say at around 7:30 p.m. they received a cellular 911 call about a single vehicle personal injury accident at 180th Street and J Avenue northeast of Red Oak. Upon arrival, they determined a 2013 Chevy Cruze owned and operated by 16-year-old Tana Halvin of Red Oak was westbound on 180th Street when she noticed a vehicle approaching from the south. The other vehicle I mentioned turned westbound and passed Halvin's car, causing Halvin to lose control and enter the north ditch. The unknown pickup then left the scene. Damage was estimated at $3,000. If you think you have any information pertaining to that crash, you're asked to call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office again at 712-623-5107. The Omaha World Herald reports charges are pending in a fatality accident that took place over the weekend on Interstate 80 north of Atlantic. 81-year-old Donald Kirby was driving a car that swerved from the right to lane toward the left lane of I-80 westbound at around 12:45 p.m. Saturday. The Des Moines man was apparently trying to avoid hitting a trailer that was parked on the north shoulder of the road. When the car entered a portion of the left lane, it came into contact with a motorcycle that went out of control. Two other cycles crashed trying to avoid the first accident. The driver of one of the motorcycles, 38-year-old Ryan Lossing of Omaha, was ejected from his machine and struck by a westbound semi. His 38-year-old wife, Christina, who was a passenger on the cycle, was injured and admitted to Creighton University Medical Center. The couple had just gotten married 3 weeks ago, according to Christina Lossing's Facebook page. Also injured in that crash was 33-year-old John Chase of Pacific Junction and 56-year-old William Shurovic of Fremont, Nebraska. All of the riders were part of a large contingent of motorcyclists who were escorting the remains of Army veteran Bill Henry back to Nebraska after having visited the Freedom Rock in northern Adair County. Henry died September 14th from head injuries he suffered 2 weeks earlier when his motorcycle crashed on a similar escort trip to Arlington National Cemetery. Chase was released from the Cass County Hospital Saturday. Shurovic was admitted to Creighton Medical Center, but there was no word on his condition. Speed and alcohol were not considered to be factors in the crash, but it remains under investigation. Two men are dead and one escaped injury in a one-car crash Saturday morning in northeastern Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol says 25-year-old Dante Gardner was driving a 1999 Cadillac DeVille just after 5 a.m. on U.S. Highway 59 in Jefferson County when he failed to stop at the intersection with Kansas Highway 4 in Nortonville. The patrol said the car went into a ditch and rolled multiple times. Gardner of Oklahoma City and 22-year-old Tevin Gillum of Atchison, Kansas, were killed in the crash. Neither was wearing a seatbelt. A second passenger, 25-year-old Kenton Russell II of Council Bluffs, was wearing a seatbelt and was not injured in that accident. A traffic stop early Sunday morning in Red Oak resulted in two arrests. Authorities say 21-year-old Timothy Stubbs of Council Bluffs was arrested for interference with official acts, while 51-year-old Patrick Hall of Omaha was arrested for OWI, drugged. Their arrests took place at around 3 a.m. at the intersection of North 1st and East Corning Streets in Red Oak. Both men were being held in Montgomery County Jail, with Hall's bond set at $1,000 and Stubbs' bond set at $300. In the funeral announcements, Archie Wayne Jones, age 91 of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Health Center. Services for Archie Jones will be today at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home, Stewart Chapel. Roger Holiday, age 78, of Messina, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Roger Holiday will be today at 11 o'clock at the Messina Baptist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Timothy R. Miller, age 61, of Audubon, died September 14th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Service for Timothy Miller will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Emery Peterson, age 94, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home. Celebration of Life Memorial Service for Emery Peterson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Robert Green, age 87, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Green will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. And Pat Anderson, age 69, of Greenfield, died Friday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A Mass of the Resurrection for Pat Anderson will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.